Welcome back to another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University, Eddie Greer. Boy, what a start this Unpredictability Friday, August 21st, 2026. Your very first time listening to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Well, I'm going to get straight on to it. Well, first off, this is a podcast, all things K-State athletics, where that is football, women's volleyball, women's soccer, which here in a little while, I will record a postcast of a winning edition. K-State women's soccer getting it done last night, getting that dub over Missouri State. More on that particular episode. And I'm debating whether to post that episode tonight or wait till tomorrow. So I'm still making a decision on that, but like I've been told, if you've been a follower of this podcast lately, if not, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the alarm, hit the subscribe button, hit the alarm bell, talk about this content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. Yes, sir. it must be a sign. I'll get into the ET3 pod. That needs to be saved there. But right now, football, I told y'all that if anything very, very, very important broke, then I'll hop on to talk about football. Because obviously, again, I've said it, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about football on the weekends, right? But we got, there's volleyball going on, soccer, men's and women's golf during the beginning of the week. So our attention will be on primarily on that. But if anything broke between football, we will get into that. And unfortunately, we have to. Because I just literally recorded the offensive line preview the other night. And I watched all the press conferences except for Stanton Weber's. I'll get to him tonight. John Pastore, done for the season. Unfortunately, a lower leg injury. I don't know which leg, but it was lower. I don't want to. It's 50-50, but I 100% know it's lower leg injury. Puts an end to the season that hasn't even started yet. Very, very unfortunate. And now, with what I'm hearing again with Tanner Mordley, that's gonna be that great good combination. I agree with a lot of the K-State media. That's gonna be a great combination, and it's Morley being banged up, and now John Pastore, who was going in a few weeks ago, preseason All Big 12. Very, very unfortunate there. And now, Coach Klein said in his little 3-minute, 4-minute talk there to the K-State Manhattan folk, media folk, that, you know, we're not scrambling a little bit. Man, I gotta tell you, man, this is cooking me up a little bit. Oh, man. Okay. Woo. I'm just literally coming off of a run where, again, I did not expect to run that long. I don't know. It definitely is a sign, and maybe I am closing in on what I want to do, at least for the fall. I know I'm crossing things over a little bit, so I apologize about that. But yeah, John Pastore, again, if you have not heard, big news. Already, the offensive line was already banged up as it was. Now, you don't have Pastore, your veteran, who, to me, and everybody else around K-State Nation, was the only returner from the offensive line that struggled last year for a little bit for turning things around. This is gonna be something. Nichols to me is a preseason game, but again, I apologize, Nichols fans who are listening. But Washington State, Tulane, Cincinnati, the opponents. This offensive line gonna get is if they're already not already. Has been tested, are going to get even more of a test, right? So that's very unfortunate to come on here, this podcast, on this Friday, talk about John Pastore out for the season. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for this football edition of this podcast. Yeah, so I've yet to listen to Stanton Weber's special teams press conference. I'll do that once I get home. This is my off day. Finally, it feels like forever since I had a Friday. I'm supposed to have
Friday, Saturday off. But I'm always getting asked in every freaking, every week. Getting asked in. And I sacrifice myself. So I'm getting my Saturday, but this kind of makes today. This kind of makes up for that. So, it's great. But go in there, take care of business. We'll see what happens, and we'll see what happens to the rest of the weekend. Overdue recorded EG3 pie later. Two of them, by the way. That postcast of the Backyard Ultra that I need to do. I was going to do that first thing, and then the past story news came up. I was looking at last night, or listening to, watching last night, unfortunately. So yeah, offensive line troubles with this team. We're going to see. You have time. We're going to find out really quick. This is not good. Not good at all there as well. So, I mean, I have not seen, and I mean, there's experience there you got for the portal. I talked about the offensive line preview there, which again, these previews are going to start coming out. So I'm done. I'm almost done actually. Cause next up is going to be the wide receiver room. that's next on the list. So I know I've only posted D line. That's it. I haven't posted linebackers or anything like that. We're stocking up content in this podcast. And it's going to be that type of day today. Good start to the morning. Now going to lock down these podcasts, these episodes. And then, yeah, man, sit back, relax, and we'll see what the rest of this weekend going to unfold for the Cats. ET3 still on the fence. but when I get in race situations, I don't... The pain is not there. It's just crazy. It's just not there at all. But when it's just a normal regular day, it's there. I don't understand. It's weird. And then today, you know, that running with these they're all basically teammates. So something's telling me something. I don't know what that is yet. I'm still figuring it out. But we'll get to that. I'll explain more on that in the EG3 pod. But the K-State, I'm gonna go ahead and cross over a little bit. I don't have the score. I don't have the stats up here now, which we'll dive on into when I record a Missouri State postcast here in a little bit. Shutout ball yet again for K-State soccer, women's soccer last night. First home match. Take care of Missouri State, as they should, and then take care of that ugly stat that I read all week long. K-State, women's soccer anyways, didn't beat Missouri State. That's wild. Well, Colin Corbin's team put that to bed last night, and I'll probably say it again on that postcast coming up. But the offensive line, like I said, D-line, O-line, you got to win games. And Colin Klein's going to try to handle it as best he can. And this is the other thing, too, about back in the old days, you were screwed. There was no portal that you can look into to grab anything else like that. So now you have this access to the portal where you can get anybody in the portal. But there are guys back there. And they're going to stay. Hey, like Exit 313, shout out. Another K-State pod that's sort of similar to us. Next man up. And for these guys, hey, you're to get experience. This is it right here. So I expect. And we're not taking a phone call from Miami, Florida. No Miami Hurricanes on this podcast. Got that from Miami, Florida? We ain't taking that. Welcome to the podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Eddie Green has for a minute or two, and then we'll let y'all go for a rest of y'all Friday. And there might be a doubleheader on this podcast. And usually, we're a daily podcast, All Things K-State Sports, but sometimes we'll post two episodes a day. This might be one of those times, or we'll hold off the postcast. I'm going to record a postcast of over one last night on the soccer side against Missouri State last night. And the home opener, by the way, is 2026 for the K-State women's soccer team. Or hold it off to tomorrow. So with me working tomorrow, I might do it, or if I say screw it, just post it anyway. But there's other content I need to post anyway. So
Maybe. But yeah, anyways, yeah, so that's the big news. All the coordinators spoke. I have not watched the Stanton Weber press conference yet. That will go down later on this afternoon. I'll watch that. Have thoughts on that. So yeah, man, very unfortunate news. John Pastore, you're a veteran. You're leader. What could have been one of your, obviously your leader, one of your veteran offensive leaders from that side of the ball, suffered a lower leg injury, and it was confirmed yesterday from a couple of sources, but more importantly, Colin Klein, your new head coach on the football side, that he is out for the 2026 season, which hasn't even started yet. I hate these, and it's out of your control. I hate these. I hate these, but again, it's out of your control, but especially when the season has not started yet. That's so unfortunate. I have to deal with this on the Falcons side. Jalen Walker out. We ain't played no snap football yet. I know injuries happen. I watched plenty of football and all that, but damn. Mm-mm. So we'll see what happens. This offensive line, these young guys, and the guys from the portal that we got from the portal, they definitely gonna have to step up. And it now has to answer this retrieve. What's going to happen? Which combination now is going to step on that football field come September 5th when K-State takes the field at Bill Snyder Family Stadium to open up the Colin Klein era against Nichols? And that question looms even large now. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast is found free and available daily on your support. K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure y'all do. Subscribe to this podcast as well. Come on. And hey, we don't stop after 5 o'clock on Fridays. No, we keep it moving throughout the weekend. So make sure you are locked in to this podcast. So the rest of the summer and in the fall, you want to be part of this action. Definitely. I would advise you to join us. Tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Make sure you are, I know you have a few minutes on your hands, a minute or two. It don't take you 10 hours, but please feel free to rate us. That will help. Well, we don't want all the credit, but it helps out other fans, K-State fans, find out more about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode, right here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports and cats.